I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Mary.
Good. Opportunity knocking. Gerald McCoy available. How interested are the Browns? Maybe more importantly, how interested do you think Gerald is?
Well, I think now they're interested in him, that they don't have to pay him $13 million a year. From what I understand, the Browns really weren't interested in trading for him because they didn't want to pick up that enormous contract for next year. But much like the Patriots do, when you get guys in this situation that have been around for a while, if you can get that talent at the right price to come in and play a role, I think it makes tremendous sense. So they are interested to a degree. Don't know how high they would be willing to go. As far as Gerald McCoy is concerned, I think if they got him in here, brought him in for a visit, had him sit down, talked to Baker Mayfield, Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham Jr., if he were around, I think that they would have a lot of selling points.
What do you think the competition would be for McCoy? What are the teams would the Browns be battling? Or is it just everybody?
Well, Rick Stroud, who broke this story for the Tampa Bay Times, has mentioned that New England, again, New England likes to do this sort of thing where you can get, they just re-signed Jamie Collins, Danny Shelton. So I think New England would be a factor, perhaps. I've heard possibly New Orleans, but I'm sure many other teams are inquiring about him as well.
But what would that say about the organization if he picked the Browns over New England? What would that say? I mean, I got to think that if you're working in the front office and it comes down to, well, should I go to New England or Cleveland? And he ends up here. Maybe it is because of Odell Beckham Jr., who was nice enough to send out a tweet saying Cleveland. I mean, what would that say for the front office? How much of a victory would that be for them in what they're doing?
Well, it would be a huge victory, and it also could come down to money. And, sometimes it just says, hey, they were willing to pay me more. So that could be one thing.
True.
But sometimes when a player gets to this point in his career, it isn't as much about the money for them as it is an opportunity to go and try to win a championship. So I think that will be a factor for him. I think he'll look over the talents of the teams and see which team he feels has the best chance of getting him to a Super Bowl. Now, everybody's talking about the Browns as being in that category of being able to win the AFC North this year, and then, of course, anything can happen. But obviously, when you're talking about the Patriots, they've been there. They do it year after year, and, that would be their tremendous selling point.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, plaindealercleveland.com. Do you think the Browns need the extra depth on the defensive line, Mary Kay? I've always thought if you can rotate defensive linemen and keep them fresh, you're much better for it. Do you think they need that?
Well, I think John Dorsey has demonstrated that he will add really good football players whenever and wherever he can, regardless of the talent that he already has at that position. I think he showed that by signing Kareem Hunt when he already had Nick Chubb. A lot of people thought, why would you do such a thing? How are they going to have that many footballs to go around? Well, he doesn't worry about that. Not only does it provide excellent competition and it makes those guys push each other hard, it gives you amazing football players to put out there, both on the field at the same time if you have to at times, rotate them in, whatever you have to do, it increases the talent level of your football team.
Mary Kay, Kareem Hunt decides to get baptized. First of all, what does that mean? Second of all, what does it mean when John Dorsey and Freddie Kitchens show up for your baptism? Tell me, give me the big picture on this.
Well, those guys, especially John Dorsey, he really put himself out there by signing Kareem Hunt, taking a chance on him when a lot of other people wouldn't have done that. He feels he knows him really well, better than almost anyone in the league, and that he deserves this second chance. For them, this is a way to show Kareem Hunt that he is supported and that they appreciate what he's done so far. He's really trying hard. He's going out. He's talking to schools. He's going to counseling. He's doing all kinds of things to show them that he's serious about this and committed, and this was their way of showing him how they feel about all that.
All right, Mary Kay, you also had some scoop today about the draft, and maybe we'll hear if Cleveland's getting the draft, if it's going to be held here. It's funny, I keep hearing, man, how are we going to compare to Nashville? I've had 10, 15 people say that to me. How can we compare? First of all, do you think we'll find out in the next 24 hours? And second of all, what do you think it'll look like if we do get it?
It really kind of sounds like they're going to make this announcement tomorrow. I've talked to people from the league office. It seems like this could happen at their spring meeting in Key Biscayne, Florida, as soon as tomorrow. And because Cleveland was so close to getting it in one of these past 2 years, I think they have a great chance. The Browns feel like they have a really, really good chance. And just the vibe that I'm getting from everybody that I'm talking to, I think this could actually happen. And I just rewrote my lead, and the next draft is taking place in Vegas. So I just said, you know, whatever happens in Vegas could happen in Cleveland the next year. So that would be a tough act to follow, to, you know, to have it in Vegas. But you know what? Cleveland knows how to do a big event. They've done the Republican National Convention. The Cavs Championship Parade was here. And there's so much sports spirit here and just, you know, just energy and spirit in general for these sorts of things. And the fans here are always, always ranked as the top in the sports world. I think it'll be tremendous. I think the city will do a great job and rally, and I think it'll be great.
Is it Cleveland and Canton or just Cleveland? What do you think?
It's just Cleveland this just time around. Okay. I have to wonder if, you know, if the NFL and the Browns and the city of Cleveland didn't put their heads together and say, you know, you have to streamline this thing. It's going to be too hard to hold some of it in Canton, some of it in Cleveland. It's too far away. You know, put it all in one city and strengthen your bid that way. That must have happened because they were talking about transportation going back and forth between the two cities and having some of it held here, some of it held there. And I think that would have been very, very difficult logistically speaking. So I think they kind of streamlined the bid, the proposal, and now it's just Cleveland. And I'm sure that the Pro Football Hall of Fame and Canton will be involved to some degree, but not the way it was going to be.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, plaindealercleveland.com. Mary Kay, I saw a story the other day on NFL.com about complete football teams. And the writer had the Browns listed as his third most complete football team. And I thought, boy, think about where this was not too long ago. That John Dorsey has been able to add so many pieces to this team that someone would think that this is almost a complete football team or one of the top three in the NFL. It's pretty fascinating, and he's done it really, really quickly.
He really has, and I mean, he has completely overhauled this roster at breakneck speed since he walked through the door in December of 2017. The unbelievable amount of trades that he's made, the moves that he's made, the veterans he's cleared out of here, the draft picks he's acquired, and all the things that he's done. I mean, I can't remember if the number is still 13, but a little while ago it was only 13 players remained from when he walked through the door. So, I mean, this has been an extreme makeover of the roster. And when I look at it, I really don't see an area, you know, where I think, oh, boy, they are really going to struggle there. There just aren't that many positions where you feel that way right now. Even when I watched OTAs last week, you know, they've got Greedy Williams set to come in and start opposite Denzel Ward, but ahead of him, Terrence Mitchell and TJ Carey were looking pretty good in practice. So almost anywhere you look, there's good depth, good competition, and I do have to agree that it looks like a pretty complete team.
Okay, the two areas that kind of intrigue me, you know, looking ahead to training camp and the preseason and fighting for spots, what's going to happen at linebacker, and does anything shake out on the offensive line that we're not expecting?
You know, I don't really think so. I mean, the only possible thing that could happen, and I don't anticipate this, is if Drew Forbes somehow knocked everybody's socks off and just showed so much ability that he gave a little push there at left tackle or something like that. But I really don't see that happening. I think everything is as we think it will be, with Austin Corbett starting at right guard and the line being pretty much intact. Again, this is a line that gave up only 5 sacks in the last 8 games of the season, by far the fewest in the NFL. So I don't think you want to mess too much with that. I think they're pretty well set there.
Mary Kay, with the owners' meetings down in South Florida, what else can we expect? Can we expect overtime stuff, replay, pass interference? What can we expect?
I think there is pass interference is on the agenda. That's one of the other things, but I haven't really studied it too much because I kind of got into the whole NFL draft on the Cleveland thing. But
I got to think the possessions and overtime's got to come up this time too, don't you think?
Pardon me?
The possessions in overtime, what both teams will be able to get the ball at least once in overtime.
Yeah, again, I can't say for sure. I haven't looked over the whole agenda. But, yeah, I'm sure some of those things that were still floating around out there could be on the table.
Mary Kay, thank you very much. We appreciate your time, as always.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot, Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.